Hey guys, welcome back to the Anime Podcast, and today I want to share with you guys a manga, or better yet, it's called manhwa. It's a Korean manhwa. You know, in Korea they call these type of comics manhwa. I want to share it to you guys, and I want you guys to check it out because it's been tremendous. It's one of the, Korean comics have been super great lately, and I've been reading a lot of them, but this one in particular is just perfect. I think it's perfect from character. The characters are great. It gives me a little Naruto vibes. Not like, it's not a ripoff. It's not like Naruto in any way, no, in terms of like story and all of that. It's just that in terms of like characters, the characters have been dead, and the villains aren't being totally black or white. You know, it shows these villains' motivations. It shows side characters' motivations, conflict that they have within themselves. You know, it kind of give the psychology behind the decisions that they decide to make and all of these things, which I find fascinating. And I hate when people just write a character just for writing a character's sake, just some plot device character. You know those plot device character that they don't really have a story. They are just there like just to push the story along. But the character itself isn't perfect. They are just there like a lot of side characters in animes or certain comics, you know, that they don't really have much story. They're like, bubbly, to either show a serious side to the main character or something like that. But this one is great. Now let me give you the description. This is a standard description. Then I'm going to give you my description. So it's a when the world was plunged into darkness by the silent night, martial artists from all over the place gathered to form the Northern Heavenly Sect. With overwhelming strength from the Northern Heavenly Sect, the silent night was pushed away and the people began to enjoy peace once more. However, as time passed, the martial arts from mainlands began to conspire against the Northern Heavenly Sect, and eventually caused the death of the fourth generation sect leader, Jin Kwan Ho, destroying the sect with it. As everyone left the sect, Jin Kwan Ho's only son, Jin Mo Won, was left behind. Mo Won has never learned anything about martial arts, but eventually he finds the martial technique secretly left behind by his father and begins to acquire the martial arts of Northern Heavenly Sect. Then one day a mysterious girl appears before Mo Won. Now, the description, you see, and this is what I think, sometimes the description don't do a good job, because I read the description and I ignore this particular manhwa multiple times because it sounds generic as fuck. I'm not gonna read this, you know. And it took me being really out of getting really bored and just needed some content, you know, because I'm home a lot now. So you know what? Alright, I'm gonna read it despite not really feeling the description, because the description sounds generic as fuck. However, this shit was unique. I mean, there were some generic tropes, sure, like betrayal, sick, you know, martial art tropes. However, the way in which the artist, the writer, deal with these tropes is quite unique. Like, for instance, he didn't really learn any martial arts, right? But he didn't really find, like, he found a mysterious book. It wasn't something like that. The martial arts that he eventually learned was passed down through his family, and it was hidden in plain sight. It almost as if it was an anticipated thing, you know, and it was written in a language that only the main character and those in his lineage, you know. So the previous sect leaders before him, which would be his father, his grandfather, and his great grandfather, right? So it's four, and great grandfather. So only them would have known this language, because it's a lost language and it's passed down within the lineage of the leadership. So it's not something like, you find a mysterious book from in out of thin air. You know, this mysterious technique was actually something his birthright, you could say. You know, it was something that was passed down within his clan. It was his birthright. It was hidden in plain sight because he was constantly watched. You know, because people, they didn't want him to learn anything, and he learned this technique in secret, right? It's such a great, the way it was developed, the character went through, you know, humiliation, all of that shit, and it's just great, guys. I just want you guys to go and read it. You know, I want to share, I'm going to be talking about it going forward. I'm up to the latest chapters. I think there's like 44 or 45 chapters out right now, so you're going to catch up real quick, but I'm telling you, it's really great. You should definitely check it out, okay? that's it for this episode. Just giving you guys a quick recommendation. Make sure you guys check it out. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Probably going to be reviewing the next chapter or so. Alright, so see you guys later. Thank you for checking out the podcast. And I'll see you guys again. Make sure you stay safe, stay strong, stay blessed. Goodbye.